That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce. How's everybody doing tonight? Tonight is our special night. It's your night. It's the night to call in and ask your one question. And what I'm going to need from you is your birth date, your location, and where you were born. Actually, I only need your birth date tonight because we're answering very fast. I'll tune in on your birth date, but where you're located also, just so we're clear. And tonight I'm going to talk a little bit about 2024. So I'm all ready for you. I hope you're ready for me. Anyway, let's start talking about 2024. It's going to be very different from this year, thank goodness. It's going to be transformative in 2024. There's going to be a dance in the heavens that promises a year filled with opportunities along with our challenges and very growthful, strong insights for all 12 signs. Jupiter shifts into Gemini in May, and that's the sign of communication, relationships, and they're going to begin to flourish again because relationships have really been up for grabs. They've been very, very difficult. I think many people have had a pretty rough first part of 2023. So anyway, I'm looking forward to that. Then Pluto goes into Aquarius, which is going to bring in groundbreaking ideas in the professional realm, probably a lot more AI, artificial intelligence. But some of the things that they're doing with artificial intelligence is absolutely incredible. Some of it isn't so good, but most of it is really incredible and so different, so unlimiting. It'll be more free. I predict that we are going to have cars that will be able to fly. And that's a pretty neat thought, don't you think? And we'll have to continue with that. But I have Amaryse from Vancouver.
Elizabeth, sorry.
How do you say your name?
You said it perfect. Amaryse.
I said it right. Good.
You did.
Your birthday is September 2nd. So happy birthday.
Thank you. I am, and yeah.
I would love to answer your one question. What is it? What are you looking
for? Okay. All right. There's a person who I just feel so connected to. His name is Matt, and I'm wondering if we will have a reconciliation,
reconciliation?
Yes, a reconciliation with
him. Is he gone? Were you married to him?
No, we weren't married, but we were a couple. I have his birth date, if that helps. He's also a
year, or what's his birth date?
August 25th.
Oh, so he's a Virgo, too. Now, let me just this to you, Amaryse. 98% out of 100, we cannot reconcile. I want to know if you have done your own inner research yourself to remember why you broke with him.
For 2 months, I've been... Well, he broke up with me. There was a lot of things. His work went on strike. He had lost his car. He was also getting over a past traumatic person that was in his life. And then I had also been laid off that week. That was late June. So we both kind of, like July, we were both kind of, I guess, jobless in a way.
All of
this year, yeah.
And he's not married.
He's not married, no.
Well, I see the happiness for you. You got to be the 98, the 2%, because I'm seeing all your wishes, a lot of happiness, a lot of sunshine, and that he really is the one. You probably broke up because of practical, what I call ego reasons, because if it's not from the heart, it's from the ego. So I don't mean that in a bad way. But I see that you fear was your reason really for breaking.
Yeah.
But it's not been easy these past few months. And yes, this could possibly reconcile. But I want you to make me a promise if you can. I want you to promise me that you'll give it a year, Amaryse. Give it a year.
A year.
Before you make an engagement or any decisions, give it a year, a full year. Go through every season with him so you can make sure that it's right for you.
I understand. I understand what you're saying. So you're saying you said we are the 2% that does reconcile? Is that what I'm hearing right now?
I didn't hear you.
Are you saying that we are the 2% that will reconcile, Elizabeth Joyce?
I do see that. What I would really like to do is for you to do a private relationship chart with me. But right now, right today, there's happiness. Right now, right today, there's freedom. There's forgiveness from the past. Now, they're telling me that you separated because of fear and that you really do love each other on a deep basis, which means it's past life. So, luck to you, honey.
Love you, guys. Thank you so much. I don't know when this is going to happen, but maybe that's not important to know when, right?
It will happen over the next year, Amaryse.
I got it. Bless your heart. Bless your heart and bless you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Great.
I'm going to keep listening. All right. Bye.
So tonight we are talking about 2024, and Jupiter is going to be the guiding star of the year because it's in the vibrant sign of Gemini, and it amplifies our collective consciousness for thirst for knowledge, for connection and expression. And Jupiter is going to be forming a lot of positive aspects with other planets, and it's orchestrating a symphony of growth, exploration, and potential in all areas of our life. Well, it looks like the calls are coming in. So I have Karina from Los Angeles. She's another Virgo, August 17th. How are you, Karina?
I'm a Leo. No, I'm a Leo.
Leo, that's right. Sorry, August 25th. You're a Leo. That's good. You've been having a pretty good time these past few months because Venus and Mars have both been in Leo. How are you doing?
Actually, it's been pretty tough. It's been bad.
Has it? What's your question?
My question is, when do you see me moving, and am I staying in L.A.?
That's two questions.
I live in L.A., so I like to stay here.
I have an opportunity to move, not until next year, but I'm glad to see you get out of L.A. Get out of L.A. That's what I'm hearing.
Really?
I don't know what you do for a living, but let's see what we have here. Give me a minute.
California?
Do you have a son?
No, I have no children.
There's somebody that you care about that's younger than you. Who would that be?
I have no idea.
You have no idea. Well, it says that you'll expand your business if you leave California. So what is your business, Angela?
I haven't been working in 2 years, but I was working in the film industry, and you know what's going on there.
I do. The ride's, by the way, it's going to get better. It's going to get itself worked out in the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
I see something coming for you, and I see a lot of happiness. And I see by Christmas, by Thanksgiving holiday season, you're going to be in a whole different frame of mind. What you've been going through is growing pains. Don't you hate them? You've been going through growing pains and really looking at yourself, because somewhere along the line, you weren't allowing yourself to bring forth your original talent. You are leaning on other people. That's kind of a codependency. What is it that you hope to accomplish, Karina?
Good question. I have no idea. I just know that I have to move, and I just wanted to know when. You're saying next year?
You can't do it. I have no idea. That's why you're not going anywhere. That's why you're stagnant. Mm. If you want to make a productive film that's going to help the collective consciousness, that's a goal. If that's the film industry that you do. If you want to produce or you want to film, what do you do? Are you a producer? Are you a film? What part of filming do you do?
I work with executive producers.
You work for executive producers. Something's coming. And it's coming between September and the holiday season, which would be mid-November. Something's coming that's going to lift you out of your slump. I do see a move for you. And I am seeing you stay in the area, but I don't think it's Los Angeles. I think it's a town around the same area, like maybe Long Beach or one of those towns.
Right.
I'm trying to think of them. My daughter went to Pepperdine. I can't remember all of the towns. But are you now living on somebody else's property?
I'm in an apartment, a 10-unit apartment building.
Okay, so I don't see that. What I'm seeing is that you're living like in a little cottage on somebody's land. And that you're renting it and that you're very happy. And there's green. It's not a closed apartment. It's green. It's like a little cottage on an estate. And you're very lucky to be there and very happy to be there. That's what I'm seeing for you. So good luck.
Thank you so much.
It'll happen before February, but you're gonna. The most important thing that's happening is this new film that's coming.
Uh huh.
So send me an email, Karina, because I have something I'd love to ask you.
Okay.
Okay, and thank you for listening to it. Let's find out. Good
luck.
Thank
you. You sound terrific. I appreciate it. Bye bye.
Thank you. So here we are going along. Karina's going to do something very, very popular for the whole world, which is good. Now let's get back to 2024. So, and Saturn is going to stay in Pisces. So now I tell you that Pluto moves into Aquarius in February. Saturn stays in her steady presence in Pisces, and Jupiter's moving into Gemini. This will be very interesting. Saturn reminds us of the importance of discipline and self-reflection. And this is the year that the stars align in such a way that everybody's going to get unique lessons and blessings. And Saturn is coming up to Neptune. So this is going to be the year when we're going to have another one of those films that never die, like Gone with the Wind and Casablanca. So there's going to be a film coming out that will be very popular and well-remembered. And that's exciting in itself. And I knew it was going to come 2 years ago. So I'm just waiting. It's a film about the growth. It's about the galaxy. And it's very spiritual. So we'll have to look for that, won't we? So we can look for a symphony, a real harmony. And all of us are learning how to get along better, which is very important. And we're going to have growth and exploration in all parts of our life, from personal relationships to social structures. Jupiter is expansive, but it's really expansive in Gemini. And it asks us to embrace change, to seek understanding, and remain open to the many, many, many possibilities that the universe is going to bring to us. 2024, under Jupiter's wonderful gaze, we are encouraged to communicate, to learn, and to evolve in ways that we have never imagined. So remember, we're all in the vibration of ascension, and we're all starting to learn how to communicate beyond our body and beyond our planet. I think that's going to get more, we'll gather more strength, and we'll start having a lot of guidance in love with what's coming. And it's going to be really helped by some of the best astrologers in the world. They will help us to navigate the year ahead. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And tonight's program is for you. And you can call in and ask your question. And the number to call is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. I'll be back after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, week of September 11th through September 16th, 2023. Whether you are searching for a new love or a new career, this week is brimming with exciting and refreshing energy. While you are feeling a bit overwhelmed by the intense amount of work you have to do and how fast it's building up, Thursday, you'll have the strength and stamina to tackle anything necessary to get the job done. On Thursday, the new moon in Virgo brings confidence and opportunity. It makes the triple harmony, grand earth trine, to eclectic Uranus and transforming Pluto. The earth element likes to accomplish tangible tasks, so you can say, I accomplished my goal, and you can actually point to it. Psychic Neptune adds energy to the grand trine to help you open up to your higher vision and connect with your ascension energies. Then bring that down to earth with help of this grand earth trine. A sacred Sabian symbol for the Virgo new moon is a royal coat of arms enriched with precious stones. Find your own meaning for the coming months. One suggestion is tapping into your ancestral roots by combining worldly power with the spiritual and healing power of crystals and stones. Mercury is slowing down to end his retrograde cycle on Friday the 15th. Did you clean and organize your closets or garage? Luckily, balance returns and all the setbacks and delays in the recent weeks dissolve. Many compromises will have to be met following this change of Mercury's direction, particularly around the strikes as well as fears regarding health matters. The moon moves into Libra, making for a social weekend. The sun makes a harmonious trine to Uranus on Friday evening. This is very friendly for gathering with new and old friends, particularly if you do something out of your normal routine. The week's energy is filled with love, and Saturday is filled with passion and sweet sentiment in equal measure. If you are dating on Saturday evening, don't allow pressure to push you into anything you're not ready for. Slow down and arrange for a group date or insist on getting home at a reasonable hour. Sunday brings sudden opportunities out of nowhere, so stay alert. Say yes when the good offer arrives. You'll be glad you did. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Hi, this is Elizabeth Joyce. I'm back. We're talking about the complexities and positive energies of 2024. And meanwhile, I'm asking for you to call in because this is your night. And the number to call is 888-627-6008. And I can answer your questions. I need your birth date and where you're located. So let's get back to 2024. So Pluto is in Aquarius from January 20th to September 1st. Then it goes out back into Capricorn just in time for the election, the 2024 election, and goes back into Aquarius on November 19th to the end of 2024. And then it stays in Aquarius for the next 20 years. So that's pretty powerful. Now, when the planet of transformation, Pluto is a planet of transformation, and it's going to enter Aquarius. And Aquarius represents forward thinking. It represents the universe. It represents the galaxies. So I think that in 2024, we are really going to have some powerful conversations with other planets and other beings. It's going to bring in a period of deep introspection and change in the realm of your relationships. But the relationships are going to change, and they're going to get positive. Now, that dear lady that called about her going back to somebody is rare, but it's happening. And that's good. They can have a chance now to heal whatever fear they were working through and have the relationship grow in love. Now, historically, such trances have led to revolutionary shifts in the views of society on relationships and love. And as you know, since we came into a millennium, relationships are changing very much. For some, this can mean breaking free from traditional relationship, while for others, it signifies a deeper understanding and connection with their partners. So no matter what relationship you're in, I'm wishing for you a deeper understanding in connection with your partner. Aquarians will be encouraged to embrace their uniqueness. And Taurus might find themselves redefining what commitment means. And they're going to find themselves, Tauruses are very stubborn and they don't like change, but they're going to find themselves loosening up and being able to accept more than they thought they could to make the relationship flow. And Leos could be pushed to explore unconventional relationship setups, while Scorpios are going to be ready for intense emotional revelations. Scorpio is a very intense planet, and it is the sexiest planet in the zodiac. But don't ever cross a Scorpio. You never want to do that. Jupiter is going into Gemini from May 25th to the end of the year. The expansive energy of Jupiter finds a home in Gemini, which is the communication planet. Historically, when these two forces combine, conversation becomes more meaningful and understanding deepens, and we are more forgiving and more loving, and we can put ourselves in the other person's shoes a lot easier. In the realm of love, this translates to a period where singles might find themselves amidst going out on very intriguing dates and having a lot of stimulating conversation. For those who are committed, it's an opportunity to rekindle the spark, perhaps through shared learning experiences or short trips. The art of listening becomes crucial. I also see some Geminis taking classes together to become closer, anything from playing bridge to dancing. Zodiac signs, especially influenced by the transit, include Gemini, whose natives are going to feel an increased desire for partnerships, Virgo, who will be encouraged to communicate their feelings more openly because they keep a lot inside, Capricorn, who might find a balance between work and love, and Libras, who could discover new facets in their relationship. Libra are funny. They have to be in partnership, especially if it's the Libra rising. They're always with somebody else, always wanting to share. So the new facet of their relationship could be going deeper and maybe spending some time by themselves and wanting more private time. And that would be very healthy for a Libra. Doesn't mean they have to end the partnership or anything. It'll just take more time for themselves. Then we have Saturn in Pisces. And that's going to go throughout the whole year. Saturn is the taskmaker of the zodiac. In the dreamy realm of Pisces. And it's a blended meaning of reality and fantasy. Plus, Neptune is in Pisces. And this transit often brings with it a need for grounding in relationships. It's a time when the universe asks us to live by our dreams and make them a reality. So journal a lot, and you're either going to write a book, create a painting, or do a film and bring a message out through your art to the collective. That's a beautiful thing to do. Those fleeting romantic fantasies, now is the time to assess whether it's really viable to have such romance in your life. Relationships that are built on shaky grounds might face challenges, but those rooted in trust and understanding will thrive and grow deeper bonds. Pisces, Virgo, Gemini, and Sagittarians have a very promising year with Saturn Pisces. Pisces are going to be nudged to set boundaries, and they're not very good at that. I'm a Pisces, and I know. I have a Pisces sun and a Pisces moon, and I have to learn to set boundaries, but I've been doing that my whole life. Aries find themselves seeking spiritual connections and love, and that's new for Aries. Aries is a bull in the china shop, and usually they just love them and leave them. They're the ones that probably wrote that song, Love Them and Leave Them. Cancer will be prompted to define their relationship desires. They want to have family. They have a hard time leaving their home of origin, and they also want to create a family, and they're usually a one-partner person, and they believe in love and children and marriage and all of the basics that we've known throughout the history of mankind. Now, Sagittarius could find solace in deep, soulful connections. Sagittarius likes to travel. Sagittarius doesn't usually get hooked into one spot and doesn't want to move because they are known for the world travelers and the world writers and our photographers. So Sagittarius are going to have a lot of fun this next year. Now, a semi-square is usually a time when you have underlying tensions. And there's four dates that are going to be, need to be looked at for tension in 2024. January 15th, March 3rd, May 3rd, and July 1st. Those are dates when you could experience some tensions in your relationship. I have another caller, so we'll take time out for that, and then we'll go to our half-hour break, and then I'll get back to the dates of semi-squares. We have Evelyn from New Jersey, February 27th. Hi, Evelyn.
How you doing?
How are you? It's Elizabeth.
Okay, I'm doing fine. I've been knowing you since 1990. I met you in New Jersey and also New Hope, Pennsylvania.
Oh, there you go. That's nice. Good to talk to you again. What can I do for you tonight?
Okay, my question is, all my grandkids have lived with me the last 2 years of their high school and then off to college. In fact, I had one that went to a prep school in New Hampshire.
Oh.
And but one, my grandson now that's living with me, he wants to be a fireman. I helped him. I was a police officer, so I helped him get his paperwork together to be a cadet in the town where his father was. Then I helped him get together on the insurance for being a volunteer fireman in the town we live in. Now, it's been over 4 months. Isaiah, his birthday is April 29th, 2005. This has been 4 months. He wanted to go to community college for fire science. So we were hoping that they would have had him in the fire academy so he could start community college by January, but they seem to be like not even putting their paper.
He's not going to go when you want to. He's got more learning to do. Now, I don't understand sometimes the way the universe works, but you have to trust the universe. So he won't be going there until sometime in 2024.
Ooh, so they wanted the kids on now, because the people that are on now are old. So he's not the only one. They wanted younger guys to put on now. He was supposed to be going to college and getting out in 2024. That's
the thing I know to tell you is to focus on the community college and let him have that experience until he's called. I don't see him called until after February. Now, it might be a financial thing. But that's
what I'm thinking, because I've been asking, and they wanted young volunteers, because the guys are old.
They don't have to pay them. They're not going to be hiring.
Oh, they don't pay. I'm sorry, Miss Elizabeth, talking over. They don't pay them. They're volunteers to get experience, and the township sends them to the fire academy. But the college is just so he can advance his learning.
He's got to go to college and advance his learning first. I'm trying to tell you, he's not going to go to the other. He has to go to college. He'll go to the school, the fire academy, in 2024. So that doesn't change. He needs to have more learning. I don't know why, but he does.
Yeah, I don't know why, too, because my other grandson went straight to the police academy and didn't even...
That's not going to happen.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
He'll be fine. It's awfully hard for people when the universe says, you're not ready yet. You need more learning. I mean, that's happened to me a lot, and I get so frustrated. But we have to remember that the universe, unfortunately, is always right. So now we're talking about these dates in 2024. January 15th, March 3rd, May 6th, and July 1st. But before I go into that, we are going to take our half-hour break. So I'll be back after that. I did pick a song tonight about our children. So I hope you'll listen to that very carefully. It's Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We'll be back after the break.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be giving one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well-researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Careful the things you say, children will listen. Careful the things you do, children will see and learn. Children may not obey, but children will listen. Children will look to you for which way to turn. To learn what to be, careful before you say, listen to me.
Children will listen, careful the wish you make. Wishes are children, careful the path they take. Wishes come true, not free. Careful the spell you cast, not just on children. Sometimes the spell may last past what you can see and turn against you. Careful the tale you tell, that is the spell. Children will listen.
You've got to be taught to hate and fear. You've got to be taught from year to year. It's gotta be drummed in your dear little ear. You've got to be carefully taught. You've gotta be taught to be afraid of people whose eyes are oddly made, and people whose skin is a different shade. You've got to be carefully taught. to be taught before it's too late, before you are 6 or 7 or 8. To hate all the people your relatives hate, you've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be carefully taught.
Careful the things you say.
Children will listen.
You've got to be careful.
Careful you do it too. Children will see.
You've got to be taught. But step away.
Children will glisten.
You've got to be taught.
Tamper with what is truth, and children will
turn.
If just to be free.
Careful before you say, listen to
listen
me.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back. And that was Children Will Listen and Carefully Taught by Renee Fleming and Leslie Orton. And they were from South Pacific and Come Into the Woods. Very, very good songs. Carefully Taught was written years ago, but it's so profound. I hope you guys are getting it. Well, we're going to go on with 2024, but before that, I have a call from Linda from Montana. Hello, Linda. How are you?
Oh, hi. Hi. I'm sitting here looking to formulate my question the easiest way I can, and I know you answered so well. I have a son that just turned 56, well, yesterday, 9/9/67 is his birthday.
Uh-huh.
And he's on the streets in San Diego, and he's wanting me to help buy a car, and I'm not seeing him forward through, and I'm not sure if his thinking straight and if it's a very good thing for me to do.
Well, I have a thought about that, and I might have people disagree with me, but do you feel that he needs some help? Some special help?
I'm thinking he needs some more guidance. I mean, he has a pickup. He's going to sell that, and he wants to borrow $5,000 from me to get this wonderful van. And sometimes I think he's throwing a tantrum.
Well, I don't know if I would do that. I would want him to get in care, in some medical care. That's what I'm feeling to tell you. That he needs medical care.
Yeah. And I can't get him. He doesn't think he needs any.
Well, that's, of course they don't.
And he was in jail for a while and got out on the 11th of August. And I had sent him $1,000 then. But
I'm going to tell you
that, of course.
I'm going to tell you something. I do not think that he wants to get a car. There is another man that's influencing him and is asking him to get the money. He's on the brink of change, and he is in some kind of a trouble, or he's being controlled by somebody else. That's what I'm telling you. And the other thing I'm telling you is that it would be very good if he could come back to Montana and get some mental health. But unless he does, I don't think I would help him.
Yeah, I don't know that coming here is an option. He would do that as an option. He
needs help, and he is being controlled by another man.
Yeah, who? He was married for 30 years and just went through a divorce and went off the deep end. and it's been 3-4 years, and she's the one that sent him to jail.
Well, you know something, honey, it's all chemical, and it's all fear, and something happened to his body, which is why he's going through what he's going through. And he needs medical attention. It's coming in so strong. So that's what I have to say.
Yeah. Okay. It's rare. Because he's been into the hospital. And
pray for him, okay? Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, Linda. Those situations are always so difficult. You want to do the right thing. But the right thing is to get the person back into balance and medical attention when needed. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and we're going to go back to our dates that I gave you. So there's going to be underlying tensions on those dates. And it's the universe's way of reminding us to address our issues, the ones that we don't want to bring up and talk about. There's a cosmic push and pull between optimism and illusion. And in the context of relationships, this could be navigating misunderstandings or confronting delusions about a partner. It's a call to ground yourself, to differentiate between what's real and what might be a mirage or a fantasy in the area of love. Again, those dates are January 15th, March 3rd, May 6th, and July 1st. And you know that you can always download the file after the show. We'll have that for you. Let's talk a little bit about money next year in 2024. Jupiter in Gemini is great for money. It's expansive energy and aligns with communication, signifying a boom in the professions that are rooted in communication. Historically, such alignments have seen surges in the media, in sales, and in education. It's time when networking, pitching ideas, and collaboration yields significant returns. However, because of the dual nature of Gemini, it warns against spreading yourself too thin, like overcommitting or juggling too many projects, and that could lead to burnout. Gemini professionals should harness their multitasking skills wisely. Virgos should focus on detail-oriented tasks. Capricorns can benefit from strategic planning, and Libras might find success in partnership ventures. Remember, this doesn't just affect your sun sign. I have my Jupiter in Gemini, so I'm going to have a Jupiter return next year. I'm excited about that. Maybe I can get some of the projects done that I really want to create so badly. Then we have Pluto in Aquarius. And the planet of transformation enters Aquarius. The professional landscape is ready to undergo significant shifts, especially in politics. This historically correlates with groundbreaking technologies, advancement, pioneering research, and humanitarian initiatives. But Jupiter hasn't been in Aquarius for 248 years, so we haven't seen how the transformation works recently. Startups will flourish, and unconventional business models could gain ground. Aquarian professionals might find themselves in the forefront of a big new idea that will be very innovative. Tauruses will be open to adapting new technologies. Leo will lead in creative technical solutions and Scorpio might dive deep into research and development. Scorpio also might dive deep in developing cryptocurrency and different forms of monetary exchange. And then, as I said, we have Saturn Pisces. With the disciplinarian Saturn in intuitive Pisces, there's a blend of practicality with your intuition. This often favors professions in the arts, spirituality, and healing sectors, natural healing. It's a reminder that success often comes with persistence and patience. While immediately results might seem elusive, the long-term gains are promising. Pisces professionals should trust their intuition. Aries might find success in spiritual ventures. They usually don't look for that, but it's good that they're going to start. Cancer can benefit from therapeutic professions, and Sag can focus on long-term goals. Sag can focus on teaching as well as creating a good financial package for yourself so that you have security. So that's where we are with that. I'll do one more subject, luck and health. Let's see how we're going to do with Lilith in 2024. Jupiter's in Gemini, and Jupiter will find its way into the lively sign of Gemini, and it promises a period of vitality and enthusiasm. Such alignments have been associated with mental agility and zest for life. So people are going to be sharper minded, and that's good. Gemini natives might find their cognitive abilities heightened. Virgos could experience a boost in their metabolism and a stronger body. And if they've had any kind of an injury, they could be overcoming it, which is great. Capricorns may find renewed stamina. And Libras can enjoy a harmonious emotional state. But don't forget, Gemini is two people, it's the twins. So you could expand and overindulge. You could spend too much, or you could eat too much, or you could gamble too much. Maintain a balanced diet, engage in brain-boosting activities, and regular physical exercise. And that will be very good to strengthen you during that period of time. With Pluto in Aquarius, the planet transformation and rebirth enters Aquarius, health matters might take an unconventional turn. Aquarius natives might be drawn to alternative healing, which of course they are, and they're going to be inventing a lot more ways through the alternative healing for new innovation, and that will be very good. Taurus can benefit from grounding exercises, maybe to help them get a little unstubborn, unglued. Leo should be mindful of their circulatory system. Leo rules the heart, so during this time, they have to be careful of their heart and of their circulatory system. Scorpio might delve deeper into holistic health practices. Regular health checkups, embracing a balanced lifestyle, and being open to new wellness practices are recommended. I do know that they're using light and laser light to help you heal, and the results are supposed to be phenomenal. So see if you can find out about that. Saturn Pisces is sensitive. It suggests a year where emotional and mental well-being are crucial, and they're just as important as physical health. So I've always said this as a mantra. Logic is important. Emotions are important. Emotions are more important. I'll say that again for you. Logic is important. Emotions are important. emotions are more important. When I had my sickness in Florida in January, I knew that most of it was because of emotional shock that I had had a couple of weeks before I got the stroke. So I know that that's true. Emotions are more important. And you need to guard against feelings of melancholy. Aries focuses on relaxation techniques because Aries is always so keyed up. They're the bull in the china shop. And they need to learn to relax and to take a deep breath. They'll still get it done. They could slow down a little bit and remember to take that breath. Cancer can benefit from water-based therapies, swimming, and things like that. Even sauna and then swimming is very healthy. Sagittarius might find solace in spiritual retreats or incorporating spiritual practices. Meditation and discipline can offer comfort and strength during challenging times of 2024. So this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we've come to the end of our show. We're going to hear "And Peace Begins" by Elizabeth Hepburn. William will sing "Moonlight at My Window." We have the meditation, and we end with Richard Schulman and Transformation. Thank you for listening tonight. It's been fun, and I love talking to all of you. I hope you'll call in much more next month. I'll be back next week, and I'll be talking more about what's coming in October. So take care, and thank you for listening to Let's Find Out, and good night.
Choices every day.
faces, ours, we radiate it. It only comes when we create it. It's up to you.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry. Out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace. And feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting.
Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in. Feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up, drop down again, and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light, and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light. Brilliant white light. Like a cluster of falling stars coming down and following you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God Center. And you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.